Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 31.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant at arms will close the doors. We ask members and visitors to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Montgomery. We'd ask our members and our guests to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the pledge. Representative Montgomery.
Let us pray. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou hast brought us thus far on the way. We'll yet again gather into this chamber to take up your business. We ask, God, that as we gather here today, that we remember why we come to this place, that we remember those who elected us, those who did not vote for us, but those whom we still represent. We ask that our moral compass guide us towards policies that continue to keep the people of the state of North Carolina at the center of all that we do, that we're reminded each and every day that we step into this place, that we vote not for ourselves, but we vote for tomorrow. And for tomorrow is for our children, for our grandchildren, for those who are yet to be born, that North Carolina would be a better state because we've come into this chamber. So we pray now for your grace upon us and your grace upon all of the people who call this state of North Carolina home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for March 20th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for March 20th to be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, our special guest, the chair would like to introduce former speaker and current U.S. Senator and a good friend, Tom Tillis, is with us today. Tom, thanks for being with us today, please. For those of you who may not know, you can examine a fine, large possum hanging in my office. There is a much smaller and inferior sample hanging at the U.S. Capitol in Washington in Senator Tillis's office as well. So. Introduction of bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
Representatives Zachary and Conrad, House Bill 392, Village of Clemens, deannexation.
State and local government of favorable finance, of favorable rules.
Representatives Beasley, Adams, Adcock, and Bowles, House Bill 393, modernizing sexual assault laws.
Judiciary of favorable rules.
Representatives Hollister, Grange, Lambeth, and Clemens, House Bill 394, Officials Cookie and Chip.
State and local government, if favorable, rules.
Representatives McGrady, Brian Turner, Henson, and Russell, House Bill 395, Regulate Challenge Courses.
Judiciary, if favorable, insurance, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules.
Representative Montgomery, House Bill 396, Municipal Local Option Sales Tax.
State and local government, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Hawkins and Russell, House Bill 397, Revised Approval of Student Employee Identification Voting.
Elections and Ethics Law with favorable rules.
Representatives Arp, Zoka, Sane, and Barnes, House Bill 398, Growing Rural Economies with Access to Technology.
Energy and Public Utilities, if favorable appropriations, IT, if favorable appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representatives Ross, Bell, Warren, and Adams, House Bill 399, Disaster Area Building and Rehabilitation Tax Credit Bonus.
Commerce, a favorable finance, a favorable rules.
Representative McElrath, House Bill 400, Omnibus Labor Law Changes.
Commerce, a favorable judiciary, a favorable rules.
Representatives Alexander, Autry, Carney, and Harrison, House Bill 401, Enact Medical Cannabis Act.
Health, if favorable judiciary, if favorable finance, if favorable rules.
Representatives Grange, Zoka, and Fraley, House Bill 402, UNC Capital Projects.
Education universities, if favorable finance, if favorable rules.
Representative Candace Smith, House Bill 403, Intergenerational Community Center Funds.
Education universities, if favorable education's appropriation, if favorable appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representatives Moray and Torbett, House Bill 404, Provisions, driver's license, additional activities.
Transportation, if favorable rules.
Representative Graham, House Bill 405, School Calendar Flexibility, Robeson County.
Education K-12, if favorable, rules.
Representative Rogers, House Bill 406, Kids Census, Children's Museum Funds.
State and local government, if favorable, appropriations, general government, if favorable, appropriations, if favorable, rules.
Representative Rogers, House Bill 407, Spindale, Drainage.
State and local government, if favorable, appropriations, agriculture, natural and economic resources, if favorable, appropriations, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Gill, Clemens, Hawkins, and Brockman, House Bill 408, Expand Teaching Fellow Program.
Education universities, if favorable, appropriations, education, if favorable, appropriations, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Murphy, McElrath, and Sasser, House Bill 409, Legalized Food and Drug Administration, Approved Schedule 6 Drugs.
Health, if favorable, judiciary, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Howard, Setzer, Carney, and Lucas, House Bill 410, Required Generation Nursing Adult Care Homes.
Aging, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Horn, Corbin, Elmore, and Johnson, House Bill 411, Modify School Quality Student Success Indicator.
Education K-12, if favorable, rules.
Representative Dixon, House Bill 412, Adopt State Poultry Festival.
Chair's going to strike the initial referral. It's going to be agriculture, if favorable, rules.
Representative Faircloth, Hodister, Quick, and Clemens, House Bill 413, Support Greensboro, U.S. Figure Skating Funds.
State and local government, if favorable, appropriations, general government, if favorable, appropriations, if favorable, rules.
Representative Barnes, House Bill 414, Regional Water System and State Grants.
State and local government, if favorable, rules.
Representative Stevens, Barnes, Hannick, and Carson Smith, House Bill 415, Photo of Juvenile Show-Ups.
Judiciary, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Morey and John, House Bill 416, Justice, Judge May Complete Term Past Age 72.
Rules.
Representative Murphy, Candy Smith, and Murph Humphrey, House Bill 417, Food Commercialization Funds.
State and local government, if favorable, appropriations, agriculture, natural and economic resources, if favorable, appropriations, if favorable, rules. Messages from the Senate.
Senate Bill 63, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, the bill to be entitled an act adding certain described property to the corporate limits of the city of Kannapolis.
Rules Counter and Operations of the House.
Senate Bill 80, First Edition, a bill to be entitled an act removing the cap on satellite annexation for the town of China Grove.
State and local government, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules. Members, please join me in welcoming our nurse of the day who's with us today, Barbara Berry from Wilmington. Ms. Berry, thank you for being with us. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enroller clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 6, an act to provide flexibility to the College of Albemarle in using state funds to enter into construction projects with Dare County for educational facilities. And the following bill and resolution duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. Senate Bill 4, an act to extend the terms of office of certain members of the Board of Trustees of Coastal Carolina Community College. Senate Joint Resolution 280, a joint resolution setting the date for the Senate and the House of Representatives to elect members to the State Board of Community Colleges.
Chapter bills will be noted. Representatives Bumgardner, Corbin, Setzer recognize send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Bumgardner, Corbin, and Setzer, Insurance Committee report. House Bill 310, clarify insurance procedures, criminal background check, favorable and re-refer to judiciary.
Bills re-referred to Committee on Judiciary.
House Bill 120, clarify fire funding eligibility, favorable and re-referred to finance.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee that's substitute is re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Members, as previously mentioned today, there would be no votes. There will be no votes Monday or Tuesday as well. We are going to continue with the schedule we've laid out of trying to dispose of the recorded votes on the House floor on Wednesday and Thursday moving forward until we get to a point in the calendar where that's just not feasible. I would imagine that date will be approaching within a few weeks, but right now we're still good to continue following the schedule of votes only on Wednesday and Thursday. So with that, we have concluded our business for the day, notices and announcements. Oh, yes, I would ask the pages to come forward. I know you were introduced yesterday, so today's goodbye, but come on up. And as you're making your way up, I'll say that I hope that this has been an enjoyable week. As I mentioned earlier, we only had recorded votes one day this week, but I hope you've had an opportunity to observe the committees, get an opportunity to see how it works. But honestly, more importantly than that, I hope you've had a chance to maybe make some friends and get to know some folks. I would ask my colleagues to please join me in thanking you for your service this week. Thank you very much. You are excused. Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Hardin, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn to reconvene on Monday, March 25th at 7 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Faircloth, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, March 25th at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
On motion of the Chair, House Bill 380, short title Aerial Adventure Courses Sanders Law, is withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and recommitted to the Committee on Insurance. The serial referral to Rules is stricken, and the serial referrals to Judiciary, if favorable to Rules, are added. Clarification for the record, the Insurance Committee report, House Bill 120, was reported favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and be re-referred. Special message from the Senate. Senate Chamber, March 21st, 2019. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to your honorable body notifying you that pursuant to Senate Resolution 76, adopted Senate Resolution to establish the procedure for nominating and electing members of the Board of Governors of the University of North Carolina, the Senate has elected the following individuals to the University of North Carolina Board of Governors: Daryl T. Allison, Thomas C. Goolsbee, Martin L. Holton III, Anna Spangler Nelson, O. Temple Sloan III, Michael L. Williford. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate. That Senate message will be noted. On motion of the Chair, House Bill 380, short title Aerial Adventure Courses Sanders Law, is withdrawn from the Committee on Insurance and recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary. The serial referral to Rules is stricken, and the serial referrals to Insurance, if favorable to Rules, are added. On motion of the Chair, House Joint Resolution 147, confirm Raymond Grace, Banking Commissioner, is withdrawn from the Committee on Banking and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.